The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently expanded eligibility for COVID-19 booster shots. PRE's Meredith Radford talks with East Carolina University's Professor of Immunology and Microbiology in the Brody School of Medicine, Dr. Rachel Roper, about who's eligible, the guidance on mixing vaccines, and when vaccinations may be approved for children.
Hello.
Hi, this is Meredith Radford. How are you?
Hi, good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. So, as you know, there's been a lot of updates this week about the booster doses for all three brands of the COVID-19 vaccine. And now people can get booster doses of the J&J vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. And there's been talk about mixing the vaccines, getting a different booster than what you got initially. So when it comes to mixing, what is the research on that and the recommendation?
So a lot of this has been done in Israel and other countries where they have done mixing and matching of the vaccines. And really, theoretically, any vaccine should boost one of the others just fine. So I think it's a good strategy. I don't think we have a ton of research on it in the U.S. yet, obviously, because we just started doing it. But yes, I mean, it looks like a really good idea, a good strategy, and you can get boosted with whatever vaccine is available to you.
So for what I've seen, there is a recommendation for Johnson & Johnson receivers who initially got Johnson & Johnson to boost with a different brand. What is the reason for that?
Yeah, so we have, you know, empirical data from studies that show that when somebody got the Johnson & Johnson and then they got boosted with one of the RNA vaccines, there was like a 70-fold increase in the amount of antibody made. And if they got reboosted with the Johnson & Johnson, it was just like a 4-fold increase. So it looks like it's better if you got a Johnson & Johnson to get boosted with one of the RNA vaccines, the Pfizer or the Moderna.
So does that work the other way? Like if you initially got Moderna or Pfizer, should you get Johnson & Johnson as a booster?
I don't think so, but I don't think we have a ton of data on that. But no, I think it looks like the boosts are better with the RNA vaccines.
Yeah, so I have seen some conversation about like a lack of data for boosters. And in the studies that have been done, it seems that they should be recommended, but that there aren't like a ton of studies about boosters. So what would you have to say about that?
Yeah, so the U.S. government has just gone through, the FDA and the CDC went through all the official data from Pfizer and Moderna and J&J on the vaccines. But we also have a lot of data from other countries that have been doing this for a while, and all of the data look good and support the safety and efficacy of these boosts.
Right. So what is your recommendation? What would you tell people that they should do in order to like decide which booster they should get?
Well, I would go, to my local pharmacy or doctor or wherever they have them and just get whatever's available. I think we have good evidence that the Pfizer and the Moderna are very good at boosting.
Do you expect that these boosters will become a regular thing, or is this like a one-time booster and then we won't ever have to think about it again?
I think this is likely to be a very strong boost that will last for a long time, for many years. But it is a new vaccine and a new virus. And the virus is also, right now, because it's just jumped into humans, it's adapting to humans. So it's mutating rapidly as it adapts. So it's possible we'll have to have a couple of updates on the vaccine, but it won't be like influenza. You have to get the flu vaccine every year. And that's because flu changes its whole genome every year. We have completely different strains every year. And that's why we have to get a flu shot every year. Coronaviruses aren't like that. They have one large piece of genome. And so they will mutate over time, but it won't be completely new like flu is every year.
So what do you have to say to people who, in this conversation about boosters, still haven't gotten their first dose?
So some people don't want to get vaccinated because they think they're not in a high-risk group, and they think that maybe the vaccine is more dangerous. So the COVID kills about 1 in 100 people that it infects. And it's true, you're more likely to die if you're older or have other, underlying health conditions. But it can kill perfectly healthy young people as well, and it has, clogged up our hospitals. So it's really important to get vaccinated. You can't predict if you're going to be okay or not. So we really have to get everybody vaccinated in order to protect everybody.
Since things have been changing so quickly, when it comes to children younger than 12 who aren't yet approved to be getting COVID-19 vaccines, do you think that an approval for younger children to get the COVID-19 vaccine is coming?
Yes, I think it will come very soon. The CDC and FDA are so busy because they have, you know, all these applications coming in now, like for the booster shots as well. I think that the CDC and FDA will recommend it for children over age 5 very soon. They're using a reduced dose, and it looks very, very effective from that. It's inducing a good immune response in children. And we really do want to get the children vaccinated, too, so they can be protected.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I'm sure you're super busy.
Well, sure. It's my favorite topic. So.
Thank you so much again.
Sure thing. Bye-bye, Meredith.